That's not where you're going. I'm moving you to a new place. The Ark of Glory has lifted out of the past and has moved into a new place. And I'm bringing you into the new, says the Lord. For I say this to you, even this day, says God, I will bring a new joy upon the two of you, says the Spirit of the Lord. I'm seeing you both wearing headphones. The Lord says you're going to start hearing my voice in a clearer way. You're going to start knowing what to do in this season. You're going to start knowing what not to do in this season. And you're going to start moving accordingly with what I ask of the two of you this day. For God's doing a holy work in the two of you, a holy new work. I feel like it's Etch-a-Sketch. I feel like he's just doing a brand new thing. And it's what you've been praying for. It's what you've been asking for. And the Lord says, I bring it to the two of you. I see even, in your giving, I even see that there's a connection with a nation. I don't know what God's doing there in your lives, but I believe that you're just going to connect and feel the heart of God to even invest in new ways and follow his guidance in that. So I just prophesy that over the two of you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. What's your name? Jillian? Father, thank you for Jillian. Hi. Yeah. It's climbing the stairs. Yeah. That's right. So what was the word about climbing the stairs? Jillian, yeah, you're climbing, Jillian. You're coming up higher to a new place. You're coming up higher. You're climbing. And God says, I'm bringing you out of what I see is like there was like this smog. There was like people. There was like opinions. There are things that you've heard in past seasons that God says, I'm bringing you out. Just like he told Pharaoh, let my people go. I feel like God's speaking to your old season. Let my Jillian go. For I'm bringing her into the new. I'm bringing her into the things that I have in store for her. I'm telling you, you're going to rejoice. You're going to shout. I believe that there's even a financial shift coming for you. I believe there's a job that God's just going to release to your life that's going to bring such a blessing to you. So the Lord says, everything you have need of, he knows these things. He knows it. But he's bringing you out of the old. You've expected God to do ABC, but he's way over here wanting to do all these amazing things for you. So he says, I'm bringing you out. Let my Jillian go is what the Lord is saying right now. Bring her into the new, for I'm going to manifest a new thing upon her in Jesus' name. And there's a dance and a shout. I see you dancing like an Indian. I see you like, there's like a feather on your head. There's a new dance. There's a new shout. There's a new expression on you. Do not be afraid to be Jillian. Do not be afraid to be who I've called you to be. You're joyful. You love the beauty of the Lord. You love to make people laugh. You love to fellowship. You love to be a part of successful things. You love being that. You love being, Are you ready for this? I'm gonna activate in you a level of leadership for the young adults. Level of leadership for the young adults. Get comfortable seeing yourself being the motivator. Get comfortable seeing yourself being the encourager. Oh, you've got a gift of encouragement. The Lord shows me you have a gift of encouragement for others. And it's needed. He has need of it. So the Lord says, I'm going to activate in you a gift of leadership. You're no longer going to wait for them to bring it to you. You're going to go to them. Say, come here. And give them a word of encouragement. So we prophesy that in Jesus' name. Can we say amen? Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for Jillian in Jesus' name. Why don't you come on up? What's your name? Father, thank you for Sherry. Thank you for Sherry, Lord. Sherry, I see the Lord shows me a picture that you grabbed like it was a fox, and you grabbed him in a headlock. And the fox to me is a prophetic symbol of that which brings division. It's a spirit that brings division. It's a spirit that brings an opposite report. And I hear the Lord saying, you're going to rise up this season, and you're going to take the thing that the enemy's tried to launch against you and your family, and you're just going to come against that assignment, and you're going to diffuse that assignment in this new level of glory. You're going to diffuse it. Things that the enemy got away with before, he can't get away with anymore because you're at a new level of glory. You behold the beauty of the Lord. You know what God wants to do, but you've not seen the fullness. God says, this is a season to go and say, we do not receive that. You're about to shut down the voice of the enemy in a way that you've not been able to before, but there's going to be an effective way of doing it this season where you're going to do it, you're going to shut him down, and you're going to begin to see God release solution. Does that make sense? Makes sense. Have you ever gone to see Joyce Meyer, like at a conference? No? So I'm just going to tell you what I sense to tell you. I sense you're going to get an opportunity to go see Joyce Meyer. I just sense that God is going to cause certain teachers in the body to connect with you this season. And you're going to watch them. It may be, even be Joyce Meyer, that you're going to get an opportunity to go see her. But I really believe that you're going to sit before teachers of the Word that are going to impart the Word with such an effective way of doing it, because God is awakening that gift in you, that teaching ability in you. He's awakening that in you. And I believe God's going to place you in places and in situations where you can be, it can be modeled in front of you, it can be encouraged in front of you, and you're going to, like an impartation, it's going to be contagious for you. You're going to grab this, you're going to say, you won't be able to help but teach, but instruct us with what the Lord is saying. Amen? I prophesy that over you in Jesus' name. I say amen to that. All right. Father, we thank you for what you're doing, for what you're saying. Amen. Are you guys married? Okay. So let me go one on one. What's your name? Noah. What's your name? Emily. Father, thank you for Noah. Thank you for Emily. I'm going to minister to you as individuals. Those are cool shoes. But it's like in the spirit, I see these enormous shoes, and I believe that God has given you the gift to rise to a level of wisdom, to a level of manifestation that others, it's just going to shock many people. God says he's called you to dream big, he's called you to think big, he's called you to walk big. So the Lord says that he's going to be the lifter of your head in this season, and as God gives you ideas and impressions, you're just going to go forth, and you're going to be a big talker, not a boaster, not one that that's not what I'm saying, but you're going to be a big talker in God. You're going to say God can do many things. God can do whatever he wants to do. I believe God's going to give you language of faith. I believe that God's going to give you the vision of faith and language of faith to see things, to dream big, to speak big. And the Lord says not to let anything shut that gift down, but to continue being a dreamer, to continue to hear and look at the possibilities, to see and to chew on those things, because God wants to release a new thing. He's going to use you in this generation to be one to say, why can't we? That's going to be your phrase. Why can't we? Who says? Why can't we? Because you're going to be one that you want to dream big. And you said your name is Noah? Isn't that interesting? God gave Noah some big plans, and he accomplished them, and he didn't fall short. You're not going to fall short. You're going to hit the mark. Emily, is it? Father, we thank you for Emily. I see you kind of standing half a step behind him, but I'll tell you what, God is bringing you forward, young lady. There's an expression in you. There's a song in you. You can sing to the Lord. You're a worshiper. You have a song in you that I believe that the Lord is saying, I listen when you sing to me. I listen when you sing. Your heart's content to me. God says, I listen, I listen, I listen. You have the ear of God. He is listening to you, young lady. And the Lord says that you're coming into a season where you're going to grow comfortable in your skin. You're going to grow comfortable in your anointing. And I see you, you know, you're of small stature in my sight, but I'll tell you what, in the Lord's eyes, it's like there's a roar of a lion in you. There's an anointing on you as well to teach, and even little kids. I believe there's an anointing. You're like magnetic. There's a magnetic anointing where God's going to place others around you. You're just going to impart into them. There's an imparter of truth. You're going to grow comfortable in doing that. God's going to open up your mouth to speak to others, and you're going to be comfortable doing that. We speak it, and we prophesy it in Jesus' mighty name. And we say amen to that. Praise the Lord. All right. Why don't you come forward? Anytime, Keith, just jump in and interrupt me if you have something.
For you, Noah, looking at you, you're tall in the natural. The Lord said you have no idea how tall you are in the spirit. And the things that I have for you to be about, I will have you open your mouth, and I will have you declare over those that are around you the things that the Lord says about those people that matter in their lives.
Yes, Lord. Emily, I'm seeing a notebook. I'm seeing a notebook that you're writing things into. I hear the Lord saying, you can trust me with your heart's content. You can trust me to carry the things of your heart. All of a sudden, I saw the Lord activating himself as your defender. There's nothing you have to defend yourself of. I hear God saying, I'm going to be like a wall around you. You can trust me in this. You're going to learn how to be yourself, and God's going to defend you. So you won't have to have any walls or worry about. You're going to learn to be who you are in Christ. Amen. We just speak it in Jesus' name. Amen. What's your name? Father, I thank you for Lisa. Lisa, I just see a trophy on a shelf, and I see that God has taken this trophy off the shelf, and he's dusted it, and he's polished it, and he put it in a place of honor. And I believe the Lord is saying there have been seasons in your life where you've allowed yourself to be on the shelf. You've been on the shelf collecting dust, and nothing against that. We've all been in those seasons where I'd rather not right now. And that's been kind of some seasons that you've walked through. But in this season, let me tell you, in this season, there's a season of polish. There's a season of God saying, I see you, and I'm bringing you off of areas where you've been inactive, and I'm activating you. The Lord is reactivating you in this season. He's polishing you up, and he's going to cause you to be in a place where people are going to see the work of the Lord in your life. There's a testimony in you, and God says you will be one that will be known that you have a word in season and out of season, and a testimony that you'll begin to share with others. So others are going to start realizing what the Lord, that God has done a work in you, that God has done a great thing in you. It's time to come off the shelf, says the Lord. It's time to be brought forth. I even sense here in church, what do you do here? Woo. She's an intercessor. I even sense that your work here is coming to a new place as the Lord is drawing you forward more even now. So he's calling you deeper into the river. You know that story where he entered the river and the Lord says, come in deeper. And he entered deeper and then he went up to the knees and then come in deeper and so on and so forth. So God is just calling you deeper into his work in this season. So no longer, there's an area that you're comfortable being behind the scenes. That's all right. But there's an area where God's going to use your intercession and use your ministry even now in a new way. And you're going to be all right with that too. Because it's not the work of man, it's God. He's doing it in you. He's calling you out into a new place, says the Lord. So we prophesy that in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. If I've ministered to you and you need to go, you're free. You're free to do that. Brother, come on up. What's your name?
It's Bill.
Father, thank you. Thank you for your son. We just bless him now in Jesus' name. I see things popping up from the ground all around you. I just see harvests. Boom, boom, boom. Harvest. You stood there, and all of a sudden, it's like the blade, and then boom, a full plant just rose up. And I hear the Lord saying, son, I'm bringing you into a season of harvest. I'm bringing you into a season of receiving the things that you've sown that nobody knows about, only you and I. The things that I've led you to sow, the things that I've led you to give, the things that I've led for you to release. God says it's gone into the ground and I've not overlooked it, but the Lord says, watch and see. Look back now, you're in a season of harvest. So rejoice over that and know that I've brought you to this place to bless you, to show you that I am with you and that I'm leading you, says the Lord. Amen. Release it in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother, what's your name? Larry, come on up. Larry, I sense that you're going to be part of breakthrough. You're going to be part of breakthrough. I believe that God has a breakthrough for you, for your life. Everything I talked about today, old into the new, God is bringing you into the new. And part of the new that God's bringing you into, he's going to make you part of the breakthrough team here in this ministry. I believe that you're going to be part of having a word to speak forward and say, here's what I sense God is saying. Here's what I sense God is doing. What do we need to do? You're one of those saying, what do we need to do? Let's do it. God's going to bring you and sharpen you to be part of what brings a breakthrough. There's a key role that you have. There's a key role that you have. Wow, even look at that watch that you're wearing. Is that a watch? My goodness. It's a dive computer. Oh, you're leaving today. Very good. I believe that you're carrying that as well because God's going to give you an understanding of the times, of what to do in certain times, how to move in certain times. Even I would imagine that as you're going scuba diving, that tells you that, you know, all the information you need at those levels, right? I believe that God wants to activate a discernment for you in the house of the Lord for how to move at certain levels. in what God is saying. And don't think that you don't have a part. Don't think that you don't have a say. Don't think that what you say is not important. It is important in the house of the Lord. The Lord says, I want to bring a breakthrough, and you are part of my breakthrough team. Understand that, says the Lord. Even as I was talking about true friends tell you the things that you need to hear, even if it hurts, I believe the Lord says you have the ability to speak things and bring something forth that needs to be said. So the Lord says, I'm going to activate a faith in you just to, okay, I feel it. I'm going to say it. I'm going to share it. In the love of the Lord, but I'm going to share it. So get ready for your role, your place, man of God. No longer will you be kept out of your place, but you're being brought into your place to function in the things that God has called you to function in. Now, I see the Lord massaging your shoulders. He stepped behind you very quickly, and he just started massaging your shoulders deep. I hear the Lord saying, exhale, brother, exhale. Let it all go. Let go of the stuff of the past, the things you didn't understand, the things that you went through that were kind of difficult to understand or perceive. Let it go. Breathe it out. Move on. God says, I'm just going to heal you. I'm going to be the lifter of your head. I'm just going to cause you to relax in the season and enter into this new season like never before with a new childlike faith. With a new childlike faith, we prophesy this in Jesus' name. Bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you in Jesus' name. Young man, what's your name? Come on up. Mason. Father, thank you for Mason. I've created you to live on the edge. I've created you to be edgy. I've created you to not go with the flow. I've created you to think differently. I created you to flow differently. I created you as one who runs away from the box. You're kind of like the opposite. Many, God has to yank them out of the box. Sometimes God has to kind of bring you somewhat into some parameters. But the Lord says, I've created you to be edgy. It's my divine design that I've placed in your life. It's the strength that you carry. Why don't we do it this way? Why not that way? This has been facing this way all along. Why don't we take it and turn it around and face it the other way? The Lord says your edginess has been something that has been a challenge to others in past seasons, but God says they'll start to realize, I think that you're going to begin to step into the season now where you're understanding the gift that it is in its proper context. And others are going to start embracing it as the gift that it is in its proper context. And as you begin to do that, the Lord's going to unlock you. There's an unlocking in you, brother. He just wants to release you this season. He wants to let you go. He doesn't want to hold you back. He wants to let you go to run with the horses. I sense that you're one that you can go, 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 go. You've got, I mean, the Energizer Bunny's got nothing on you, brother. You can go, 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 go. But God wants to unlock greatness in you this season. So understand that God's behind you saying, go, son, go, son, go, son, go, son. He's going to bring the fathering, the mentors, the coaches to speak into your life to help you mature and grow into that greatness that God's deposited on the inside of you. But there is a part of you that God's saying, no, I want you to go. I want you to be who I've called you to be, and stop trying to be what others want you to be and be who I've called you to be. We prophesy this. Huh. You're going to be an evangelist. You're going to win the lost. You're going to take Jesus to dark places. You're going to go where some people don't want to go. You're going to go down some dark streets. You're going to have divine encounters. I see an angel assigned to you that in the spirit, that angel just like hits people, and all of a sudden they come and they start talking to you. So your ministry is supernatural. You'll be known as an evangelist, as a fire starter in this generation. Wow. So, Father, we thank you for this young man. We thank you for his ministry. We thank you for the great things that you've activated, that you've called him to. And we say yes to all those amazing, mighty things. Lord, and may he go forth and hit the mark. Now, I'm noticing your phone, and what is that? Is that like a hunting motif? Camouflage? Yeah, go hunting, brother. Go hunting. God's going to give you a harvest as you go forth. I believe he's going to give you a way that's so non-religious, so real, so unique, so effective to connect with people in this generation. And can I tell you that what I see right now, he's giving you many, many arrows. Many arrows. You're going to learn how to use it. And he's trained your hand to be very skillful at what you're going to do. We prophesy it in Jesus' name. Bless you. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you and we bless your holy name.
Yeah. I guess I got this. Mason, I know that you're studying in the nature side of things. But what I felt the Lord was saying to you is that you will use that in some ways, but a lot of the stuff that nature speaks to you, you will hear what God is saying through that, and that some of that is for here within this, but I believe some of it is for the nations. And so I believe that God is going to bring you out, and you're going to be able to correlate the things of nature and how God speaks to the things of nature and how he speaks into those people's lives. And so it will be something that you do that is not even within the U.S., but I believe that it's going to be out in a different nation for you.
We say yes to that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Come on up, brother. This is for Dave. Dave, I see you with a sled. And like when we take our family sledding, you know, it's a lot of fun. But before you can have that fun, what do you got to do first? You got to climb that hill. And you got the sled and you've got all your... There's a season of trudging up the hill. There's a season of trudging up, going upward, investing your time, investing your energy, investing your focus, saying, it's going to come. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. And what I sensed over you, brother, I started hearing, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. I'm almost, if I could just, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Keep going. Keep going. Keep pressing in. You have pressed in this season. You have pressed in to the Lord in this season. You have pressed in to what you believe God is saying to you. You have pressed in and you've been like with your family coming up the hill with all the sleds, all the weight, trusting that you're following and moving in the right direction, trusting. But the Lord says, oh, son, now I'm bringing you to a new level of glory. For I say to you, your obedience in that last season has been so strategic and so key. For now I bring you to a place where God says, I'm going to make it easy for you. I'm going to make it easy for you and your family, says the Lord. I'm going to make it easy for you. And the season of trudging is over.
Hallelujah.
The season of trudging is over. For the snow was deep and it was cold and you've had to encourage yourself in the Lord. You've had to say to yourself, yes, keep doing it, keep going. There's a reason why God has us doing this. But the Lord says, son, you're in a season now where I'm bringing you to a new level of glory. And I'm making it easy for you. Now I say to you, get on the sled and go down. Now just enjoy the season I've brought you to. There was a reason why you went through that. You had to trudge upward. But now, there's momentum for you. There's acceleration for you, for your family. There's favor. Favor, not fair. People would say, well, that's not fair. But they didn't see the season you had to trudge up the hill. They didn't see that. But people look at the favor and the momentum downhill and go, well, that's not fair. How come he had that? Well, they didn't know. They didn't know what God did in you, in your life, in your family, in private. But now the Lord brings you into a place of favor. And he says to you, son, enjoy. For I'm moving in your life this season to make things easy. The anointing. You're going to say to yourself, wow, you know how much work it used to take me to do this? Look at how easy it is now for some reason. Promotion in the spirit. You've been promoted. You've been promoted. You've been promoted. I hear the Lord saying, let's go fishing. It's like you and the Lord just going on a fishing trip together. You're quiet on a lake, and I'm seeing the two of you. You're like in this still lake. And he's teaching you principles out of this place. He's teaching you principles and saying, having heart-to-heart conversation with you. There's a season of momentum, acceleration, favor, and here's a season of clarity for you. God's going to begin to speak to you. bring clarity for you in this place of harvest, in this place of bounty, in this place of blessing. God's going to speak clarity to your heart for you, for your family, for your children, for the future. What used to worry you about the future, God says he's broken that off. It's going to be easy. He's going to speak clarity and easiness to the future. I hear the Lord saying, tell him I said I'll see him in the morning. I don't know what that means. There's going to be a time when you're going to just connect with him and have those that heart-to-heart fellowship. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in his life, in his family. We thank you for this new season of glory that they've been waiting for, that they've been so excited for. We thank you that you brought it upon him. In Jesus' name.
Dave, the father's heart that you have, the Lord says, I didn't put it in you for no reason. It's because you love so much. God has brought that into your life. And he says, because you love, some of the things that you feel like you have to say to people are a little bit hard for them to understand. But God says, if I'm speaking it to you, son, you need to say it. But because your heart is so filled with love, it will come across as loving somebody no matter how hard it is.
And one of the things that I heard for you, when he was talking about trudging through snow, for some reason I saw you pulling a canoe behind you, and he is taking you to the best fishing hole possible. That is a place where the fish, you have a pole, a rod in your hand. You didn't even realize that you had it. And that's one of the words that I had also was, what is in your hand? And you look down, it's just a rod. Lord, what can I do with just a rod? And Lord, he's just taking you to new places with things that you have had in your pack, in your backpack the whole time. You didn't know why you were carrying them. Mm-hmm. But he's going to release those and make them into whatever he wants them to be. He's just going to make those things come to fruition. In that spot, you're just going to dip the hook in. You don't even have to bait it. God's just going to bring the fish, and he's going to bring coin in the mouth of those fish. He's going to just bring blessings and blessings into your life through them. You've had to walk through those dry spots. You've had to dodge trees. You've had to wonder, where are you going? But he's unveiling those places to you.
Time to go fishing, Dave. It's also time to have a birthday party. And we're going to celebrate that right now. And we have a cake back there, which means if you want a piece of cake in a minute, you can have a piece of cake. But we're going to sing happy birthday right now. That shows you it's worthwhile coming on your birthday to church. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Julian. Happy birthday to you.
Speak.
You know, we don't, Julian, I think this is the first time we've ever had a birthday cake in the Sunday morning service. So you are a unique girl, and the blessing of the Lord is all over you. We celebrate with you. And if you, before you leave, please grab a piece of Julian's cake. She shouldn't try to eat all that. It's not good for her. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Not to be outdone, Zach arrives. Is that a corsage, or what do we got here? A little bouquet. They're leaving very shortly to a birthday party for some reason. So go and celebrate. We bless you in Jesus' name. And, you know, thank you very much for sharing this special day of your life with us. God bless you. Now, we're not done here. And you didn't think you were done, did you? You're not. You got people waiting here.
I do want to have this freedom to stop when it's
yep.
If I really do want to stop when it's
If the anointing wears out and the hair begins to grow, by all means, stop.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. That's good. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. What's your name? Father, thank you for Shannon. Extend your hands to Shannon. I just believe the Lord is saying, daughter, a new dawn is dawning upon you this season. Mm-hmm. A new dawn of the joy of the Lord. A new dawn of my presence upon you is dawning this season. And the Lord says, in previous seasons, when you thought, Lord, where are you? I don't sense your presence like I desire. God says, watch and see how I overtake you this season. There's a new dawning, and that's what I see upon you. It's like nighttime behind you, but suddenly the sun is breaking. The sun is breaking and rising up. That's what I'm seeing. The sun beginning to rise up. The sun manifesting his presence on you in a new way. And you knowing that God is with you like never before. So the Lord says, you're not alone. You don't stand on your own. I hold you. I carry you. I lift you up. I'm your strength. But now you're in a season where he's going to show you that he does that in your life. We just prophesy that in Jesus' name. What's your name?
Amen.
Kathy. Father, thank you for Kathy. Thank you, Lord, for the servant of the Lord. We just thank you for all the things that you've done in her life. Kathy, I just see that the Lord calls you his handmaiden, the handmaiden of the Lord. The handmaiden of the Lord. For you've just been called to be at his feet. You've been called to serve him at his feet. You've been called to worship and love him. And the Lord says, you've done that so well the days ahead. He showed me a picture of just a closeness between you and him. That in ways that you don't even realize, you've touched his heart. You've served his heart in so many ways that you don't even realize that you've just, it's like you've dried his feet with your hair. It's like you've served him. You've loved him. And the Lord says, I've received everything that you've given me. So God says, he's so well pleased with your worship. He's drawn to you like a magnet drawn. He's drawn to you. He calls you his beloved. He's speaking words of closeness and intimacy of you, because that's what how he sees you. He's drawn to you, says the Lord. So know that God doesn't say you're just my servant. He says you're my friend. You're my friend. I can tell my friend anything. I can trust my friend with what's on my heart. He's drawn you in. Wow. That's going to fuel you like gasoline moving forward up ahead of how God sees you, but you are his friend. We just speak that over you in Jesus' name. Hi, what are your names? Father, thank you for Pat and Mike. We just bless them, Lord. We thank you for who they are. We celebrate their lives now in Jesus' name. Amen? Father, we just bless you. I'm seeing the color green. I'm seeing greens, 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 greens. Just different shades of green. You know, that's one of the reasons why I've always wanted to go to Ireland. I hear that it's green, many shades of green. But I'm seeing different shades of green. And I hear the Lord saying there's going to be just growth in the family in so many levels, in so many ways. Deeper shades of green, lighter shades of green. Just growth, 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 advancement, good reports. Things that were out of God's plan, all of a sudden coming into God's plan. Grandchildren, and I just see just everything just boom, boom, falling into place and just everything growing, 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 growing. Different shades of green. It's going to bring such a joy to your heart. And the Lord says, it brings me joy to see you full of my joy. And there's a rain. Oh my goodness. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Ooh, over you. In the spirit. I walked away, but I heard like it started thundering. The Lord says, there's a sign of an abundance of rain. It's not your job to maintain all the greenery. It's not your job. Just rejoice in the greenery. God says, I've given you the greenery, and I'm going to send the rain to keep it green. And I will not let the sun scorch it. I will not let the enemy come in and steal the seeds of it. God says, it's something that I'm doing permanently. And I'm sending forth a supernatural rain over your household that will keep it. Your job is just to go. So it's party time. We speak it and we rejoice over it in Jesus' mighty name, Father. Amen. Praise the Lord.
It's for years and years and years. And you have always served me, and you have always served me well. The Lord says to you, the days of looking to belong are over. Simply because you belong to me. You are doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You are walking exactly where you're supposed to be walking. But I also have new vistas for you. new areas for you two to move into that you have not seen before and have not even thought that they are for you. But the Lord said, you pay attention to those things that I'm showing you, and I'm going to begin to move you even higher. But know this, you belong because you belong to me.
Yes, we speak yes. In Jesus' name. What's your name, brother? They call me Tiny, but what does God call you? He calls you son. Well done. Very good. I saw a vision of you, and it's like, this is a strange vision. I was like, God, okay, what is this? But I saw like in your coat pocket on both sides, and I just saw like fish wriggling in each pocket. I'm like, God, what is that? I felt the Lord saying that he's placed you in places where you're being effective. He's placed you even in friendships and in relationships where you're being effective, and others are seeing who God is in you, that he calls you son. So I believe that there's going to be a harvest in your friendship circles. And I don't believe these are even believers. I mean, are you connected with people outside of the faith community? Like, okay, I believe even in those circles, God's going to make you effective, and you're going to find yourself speaking into their lives. They're going to open up areas of their lives that they wouldn't before. God's going to bring you into a season of just speaking and really ministering his heart to others. And I see you in diners. I see you out in the community, just in different places, in different settings, just having these divine ministry moments of catching fish and ministering God's love to others. So your ministry is just going to go out and be outward and be like that one that you're going to be in the right place at the right time all the time. That's kind of like the motto of your ministry. God's going to have you at the right place at the right time. People are going to say, it's funny you're here. You know, I'm going through this. It's just the right place at the right time. So get ready for that new edge to your ministry coming in this season, says the Lord. And you're right. He doesn't call you Tiny. He calls you son. That's a good word. Amen. Keith, do you have something? We just bless you in Jesus' name. Man of God, what's your name? Father, we thank you for Nicholas. You're brave, brother. You're brave. You dare to step out. You've stepped out before, and you're one that as soon as God tells you to step out, you're like, okay, I'll do it. You've been willing to say yes. You've been willing to step forward with God, and I believe that. That's what I heard. I was like, I'm looking for the brave, for those that will go. I believe God's going to activate you to go in a new way this season. He's going to draw you forward in a new way. I believe God wants you to be like someone who's studying from, like leadership. You're studying from the leaders here. You're here saying, what can I do to help? Because I believe that God's going to draw something out of you in this season. So you're going to be brave in a new way in this season. And you're going to start looking for new ways to grow and new ways to learn in the season. Because there's something else that God wants to bring out of you in this season. Does that make sense to you? Okay, very good. So we encourage you to walk and activate that braveness and walk in that braveness of the Lord and begin to move in a new way this season. I believe you moving in a new way this season, the enemy, even the thing that has held you back before is just going to fall off of you like an old cloak. And you're going to walk in a new assurance and a new confidence.
Sledgehammer. And not in a way that is against people, but it is against the powers and principalities that you come in contact with. And in doing so, you are going to destroy those principalities to the ground, right down to a foundation where things can rise up out of there. So your niche is to destroy the things of the enemy, and someone else is going to come in behind you and going to begin to raise those things back up from the foundation up. And so the job that you have is an important job because things that are built on rocky foundations go nowhere. And so the Lord says, you wield that sledgehammer and you knock those things down flat and I will make sure that they get rebuilt.
We speak that in Jesus' name. Brother, what's your name? Lee? Lee, I just hear the laughter of the Lord.
Amen.
I just hear him laughing and laughing and laughing. And you walk in a supernatural gift of joy and laughter. And I believe the Lord says that that is the strength. That's the weapon that's being launched this season. By the way, the other night, I got to tell you this, Lee. I was in a service. And the worship leader said, ask the Lord, what's your new expression of worship this season? So I said, okay, Lord, what's the new expression of worship this season? And the Lord gave me a word I had never heard. I heard spotted hyena. I was like, what? First of all, I don't like hyenas. Like spotted hyena. So I quickly pulled out my phone and I Googled spotted hyena. It says that's the kind that's called the laughing hyena. And the Lord said, it's not about the animals, it's about what they're doing. And the Lord said, it's about laughing in this season. It's about laughter in this season. The Lord says, laughter is going to confuse the enemy. It's going to release confusion in the enemy's camp. And the Lord says that that's your strength. And I believe that you're not going to be the only one walking in it. You're going to activate others. You're going to say, come on, let's get a laugh going here. There's faith released in laughter. There's faith released in that. And I will flatten and remove your enemies from in front of you, says the Lord. It's your worship. It's your weaponry. You know, you're like the glue that I get the sense that you're the glue that holds a lot of things together. I sense that you've just, without you, things wouldn't function as smoothly. I get the sense as well. Are you part of the worship department? Serving? Do you like? Oh, is that what it is? Oh, he is part of the worship department. Yeah. Oh, bro, man, God is so drawn to you. Your role is so key. Isn't it funny? Sometimes we look at the other members of the body and we ignore other certain members. And God says, you are so key for what I do in this house and in this household. So the Lord is so well pleased over you. And it's your season to soar. It's your season to rise above it. It's your season to begin to see the new hand, the new manifestation of the hand of God in your life like never before. And I'm telling you, I'm seeing like healing. I see you praying for healing. I see you praying for healing. There's a new boldness rising up in you to command healing to come into bodies and move in it, says the Lord, for I'm going to activate it in you in this season in Jesus' name. Amen. What's your name? Father, thank you for Wendy. Father, thank you for Wendy. We just rejoice in what you're doing in her life in Jesus' name. I see people in your family where chains are suddenly falling. I just see chains cut. I saw a chain cutter. And I just saw links going, and the link just broke. The chain breaker has manifested in your life this season and is bringing freedom. Isn't that good? You rejoice in that word, for God has done it in your life. We speak it forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your hands are glowing, by the way. I see your hands are glowing in fire. It's just so cool. Your hands are glowing, and I'm like, okay, God, what does that mean? I'm not getting any interpretation on that. Do you see anything on that, Keith? Well, keep glowing. That's all I can say. Keep glowing in Jesus' name. What's your name? Father, thank you for Dorothy. Wow. Well, which one is it? It's Dorothy. Father, thank you for Dorothy. I'm hearing bells ringing all around you. Something about the bells and the glory of God. Oh, there's a glory of God on your life. Oh, I didn't even understand what that meant until right now. The Holy Spirit showed me the high priest had to carry small bells on his garment because the glory of the Lord would cause those bells to ring. The Lord says, you've been in a season before where you've done all the right things, but the bells were silent. It's almost like, okay, watch it. Suddenly there's like a tinker and then two and then several. They're all going off, and I hear the Lord saying, there's new visitation for you. There's a new level of encounter for you. There's a new level of the throne room for you. There's a new level of revelation for you of what your worship means to the Lord. There's a new level of your role. There's a new level that's just going to emanate from you outward into the ministry. There's a new aroma, a new fragrance. God says, I have a new bottle that I'm going to open up for you. There's new smells in the spirit that I want to activate for you, and I want to release upon you. But the Lord says, you've been in the prayer closet for seasons where no one else has seen, where you've poured your heart out before me. But the Lord says, watch and see now how I will move with a new level of glory in your life in this season of your life, and others will see that. They'll see that new move. And you, when you're asked about that, wow, what is God doing in your life? There's something new. You can say there's a new level of glory. You've allowed him to stretch you to this next level. So the Lord says, I'm breaking you out. You've allowed God to stretch you, but I sense that he's breaking you out of an old definition of I'm this kind of intercessor. Oh, ho, ho. Oh, ho, ho. That's what you thought. He's going to activate another kind of intercessor. There's a violence that's going to be released. There's a take it by force that's going to be released. intercession that God is going to activate and release in you in this season of your life. We prophesy it and speak it in Jesus' mighty name.
Said that about her being different. You literally turned this way. And so I see that for you in that your change is going to be so drastic. It's going to be a complete reversal of what you think. Okay, so stay with God in what he's telling you to be about.
Hallelujah. Woman of God, I should know your name, but I forgot. Diane, you're a fire starter. You're a troublemaker to the enemy's camp. You just stir up trouble on the enemy and you laugh about it. I just sense that this is going to be your year. You've knocked some giants down. You've had those seasons. But what I hear the Lord saying is, I want to give you that giant. I want to give you that Goliath. You've knocked the other ones down, but there's been that Goliath challenging you to come out and fight against it. There's been that one, that thorn that's been there. And the Lord says, daughter, you're going to be like David that says, you know, you're going to be like the one that gave the report saying, we fought the lion. We fought the bear. Those were good. You've had your lion and bear seasons. And you fought some other giants. But this is the one that God wants to give you. It's this head that God wants to give you. And I believe the Lord is saying, you're not going to wait till the body's laying in front of you. You can mount the wall plaque now. You can rejoice now. For it will fall. And you will have victory in this season. You're going to soar this season like you've never soared before. You're going to rise above a limitation that was there for you, almost like there was a ceiling there for you. You're going to rise above that. You're going to break right through it, and you're going to go beyond where you've been as a person, as an intercessor, as a prophetic intercessor, as a prophetic mouthpiece. You're going to go beyond. And it's your hour to bring a word from the Lord. It's your hour to stand and say, I have a word. It's your hour to speak at a pulpit and not be afraid. It's your hour to say, I shun the pulpit. I run away from it. God says, get comfortable. For I'm calling you forward. You're on a fast track, woman of God. And you're looking down now and you're realizing you're going downhill on roller skates. Fast track, fast track, fast track, fast track, fast track, fast track. Accelerate. Out of your comfort zone. You're okay with being out of your comfort zone. You just haven't been okay with being that much out of your comfort zone. So God says, I'm going to make you that much out of your comfort zone and bring you into a place of new manifestation. And I see the two of you walking in a new level of it's cool how your gifts interlock like pieces of the puzzle. They just lock and they give a full picture. You're not intimidated by one another. You flow well together. You're an expression of that. And the Lord says, for the two of you, I'm making you both like a loudspeaker. I'm making you a loudspeaker of what my love is saying. You know the love of God. You know the heart of God. And I'm making you like a loudspeaker. And even now, the Lord is showing me a wine, what do you call it? An opener for wine. Thank you. I see more than I can understand sometimes, faster than I can understand. A corkscrew. And I hear the... God says, I'm taking the limit off. I'm taking that thing that's been there. I'm removing that thing so that the new wine can begin to pour. For I've been forming a new wine in the two of you for a season and a season upon a season. I've been forming a new wine in you, and you've done what you've known to do, and it's been great. But there have been trickles of new wine. There's been glimpses of new wine. There's been hopes of new wine. But what I'm going to do in front of you, says the Lord, what I'm going to pour out through you is going to be a season of a gushing of a new wine. For watch out, says the Lord, as this cork is removed, you are going to flow with new levels of accuracy, says God. You're going to begin to know what to do in what season, what not to do. You're going to know how to do it and how to direct the house of the Lord and how to move. The Lord says, take those arrows that are in your hand and hit the ground And don't stop short. Keep hitting, 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 hitting. What are you believing for this new level of glory? What are you asking of me, this new level of glory? And don't stop at one. Don't stop at two. Don't stop at three. Don't even stop at 10, says the Lord. But continue to hit the ground and put a demand on me, says the Lord. For I'm going to move in such a new way that it will be my glory. No man is going to get the credit for what God's going to do. Just keep hitting the ground. Prophesy it in Jesus' name.
You've already accomplished what you've done in the past season. He's calling you to new dimensions. He's going to open your eyes and let you see more of him, more of the calling that he has over regions. You've seen the fire burn already, but he's calling you to watch it go to ashes and watch the new life come from it. So.
I like that, over regions. What's your name, man of God? Alan. Father, thank you for Alan. I thank you for, wow. So, you carry so much. There's so much in you. There's so much connecting in you that God's been speaking to you. You have an ear to hear. He's been speaking to you, and you've been stepping out, and you've said to the Lord, okay, I'm going to start stepping out with this more and more and more. He sees every step that you've taken, and God just, he's just laughing over you, saying, yes, take another step. He's just been laughing over every step that you've taken, and you think he didn't notice. You think he didn't notice that you made a shift and you've started moving in a new... Oh, he noticed, all right. Heaven's noticed. I believe that. I see the night season over you. I believe that you're going to start being a dreamer. You're going to start, like, also in dreams. Don't discount that part. That's going to connect with what you sense during the day. God's going to make a hearer, a prophetic hearer out of you. You're going to hear and you're going to sense in a new way and start moving in that gifting that God's placed inside of you, man of God. So let me just tell you, he's just rejoiced with every new step that you have taken to hear and to communicate the word of the Lord. I speak it over you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And I believe that he's taking you down deeper into the word. I believe that there's been veils and seasons where you've read with certain understanding, but God's just going to rip. Because you've been able to step into this season in a new way. God's going to rip the veil. He's going to allow you to go down deeper in the understanding of the word in a new way. There's going to be new understanding, new wisdom in this season in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you for this couple, this power couple. Oh, yeah, we thank you for this couple. The Lord says, I'm going to network you in such a way that you're going to be able to do what you are called to do without the stress of everything else. For there's been a stress. There's been like almost like a weight of the glory of the Lord and an expectation put on you to bring the glory and do all the other stuff that brings the glory. But the Lord says, I'm going to lift off other expectations that are not from me. I'm going to lift that off in this season from the two of you. And what I saw was, I saw you with a pulley. Now, you all know how the pulley works. You pull here, there's a wheel, and it kind of lifts, you know, that kind of thing. And it was you pulling with all your might to lift this heavy load. But now, I see the Lord adding a pulley, another pulley, and now there's so many more pulleys that all you do is this little pull, and it lifts that heavy load. God says, I'm going to give you leverage this season. I'm going to leverage you this season. I'm going to leverage your anointing. I'm going to leverage your ministry where it's not going to be glory. It's not going to have to pull the glory down with all that weight. Now it's just going to be, Lord, glory, and boom, the fire falls. For the Lord says, I'm going to network you in such a way. I'm going to connect you with other musicians. I'm going to connect you with those that are moving in the region. I'm going to connect you with those in the house. I'm going to connect it in such a way that you're going to say, no, we're in a new season. We don't worship like we did in the last season. We don't do it like we did in the last season. This season, it's about releasing. Just releasing, not striving to releasing. There's just a gush that's going to overcome. You've always had that gush, but at times, there's been that time where you've had to almost like do what you can to cause all of it to happen. But God says, no, 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 no. I'm lifting all that other stuff off of you. And you're just going to flow. You're just going to flow. Woman of God, you prophesy the wind of God. You do. You prophesy the wind of God. You're playing, you're singing. I just see you there next to me. You're saying, move, Lord, move, Lord, move, Lord. It's just like you fan that flame so well. You just got to fan it and fan it and fan it. And the Lord says, don't put down your fan. Don't put down, continue to fan the flame. Fan the flame over your house. Fan the flame over this house. Fan the flame over the region. Continue to fan. You're an intercessor for the move of God. You're one that says, move, God, do whatever it takes. Lord says, I hear that, and I'm calling this hour those that worship me in spirit and in truth, those that sacrifice, those that remain in the presence when others have gotten tired and left. You're still there saying, Lord, move, Lord, move, Lord, move. I brought you two together for that, for a move, but I'm removing the weights that have been there. And it's not even a God weight. It's not even a bad thing. They're good things, but there are some expectations man's put on you. God says, I'm lifting that off. Just flow. Just be. Out of that place, out of that place, out of where you are, out of where you live. You live there. Out of there is where you're going to flow. Out of there. And I'll overtake and I'll use you in great ways, says the Lord. Wow, I hear hands clapping over you. I hear the Lord saying, I'm gonna cause there to be such a sound in the natural, a sound in the natural that's gonna overtake those that sit under your ministry. There's gonna be a sound of a now, there's a now sound that I'm gonna cause to be released in and through you, says the Lord. Wow. Now, have you two, is Niagara Falls, I know we're near there, is that an important area for you? Is that anything out of the normal for you two? It's come up a few times? Someplace he's wanted to go. I just kept seeing Niagara Falls. So I even in the natural, how you've always wanted to go to Niagara Falls, I believe the Lord says this is a season of worship where you've always wanted to go. And that level you've always wanted to hit, but not quite hit that place. The Lord says, that's the place I have destined for you. You're going to come into that new place of worship, that new height of worship that's going to cause things to be activated in the ground and in God's people. They're going to sit there and all of a sudden sense something activated in them. The Lord says, that's the level I'm bringing you to this hour, man and woman of God. So the Lord just smiles over you and he says, get ready to run this season. But this time you're running, you will not grow weary. This time you will not get tired. This time you'll not have to kind of say, God, I need a back rub. You're not going to need to do that this time, because the Lord is going to say, I'm going to be your strength, and you're going to go, and you're going to minister out of your rest and not out of your striving. We prophesy it in Jesus' name. And the church says, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay, Betsy, would you bring McKenna?
You talked about a pulley system. So in my world, pulley systems are for work advantage. We call them 4-to-1s. What that means is you do 4 times the amount of rope, but it's 4 times easier. He prophesied work systems. Pulley systems, 4-to-1s, 5-to-1s, 20-to-1s. I'm not sure he put a number on it. And I started thinking in the physical realm that, yeah, it's going to be easier, but you got to pull 20 times as much. And God said to me that there's a difference between the real world and his world, because he says the first shall be last, the last shall be first. So his pulley systems, you pull less and it's a lot easier. For what that's worth, I don't know. But that's what I saw.
Okay, one last swing. We want him to earn his money, and so we're going to ask him, he's going to get 10 bucks for this, you know, so we want to get all we can out of it. He's going to prophesy over McKenna and her parents.
Father, we thank you for McKenna. We thank you for this life, and every life we know is important. I was just going to say, she's been talking since I've seen her. She was running up and down the stairs. She can talk, right? Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for the ability to communicate in her life. I thank you that that will be a gift in her life. I think that's a gift that will flourish, and she will communicate and communicate and communicate, and that you will set in her a gift to communicate your truths to many in her days, in her age and in her generation. And I just prophesy over her household and her parents. I prophesy, I see a returning. I feel like God's turning this household around. He's turning this household around, and he's returning them into purpose, into destiny, into God's plan. So there's a turning around, and the Lord's going to use this child to be a part of that as she emerges in her call. There will be great reports that come out over her life. There will be great things prophesied over her from people who don't even know the Lord, but they will see the gift in her and prophesy it forth. That will be a sign of God moving in her life and in the life of this household. We speak it in Jesus' name, and we say amen.